Blessings and love to you. So find a comfortable position to sit. If possible, place your feet on the floor. Your hands can be in any relaxed position. And you're welcome to close your eyes if you want. So we're going to start by taking three nice, deep, cleansing breaths. Feel your breath go all the way through your blood to your organs, up into your head, out to your scalp, and then out to the ends of your limbs. And now focus on your feet. Wiggle your toes a little. Feel the way your feet anchor you to this earth, even through building materials. And now notice the weight of your body in the chair. And roll your shoulders and your neck. Let them relax. Relax your jaw. If your tongue is pressed to the roof of your mouth, let it rest there more softly. Now focus back on your breathing. You don't have to control it, just notice it. And if your mind wanders during this meditation, as soon as you notice, without self-judgment, just bring focus back to your breathing or to your feet. So breathing naturally, hear these words from St. Basil the Great to God. O Lord, visit us with your loving kindness and make yourself known through your rich compassion. O Lord, visit us with your loving kindness. A deep attribute of God is to visit us with loving kindness, which means a deep attribute of our own spirit is to visit others with loving kindness. You might even say that your ability to visit another human soul with loving kindness is your secret weapon. Let someone come to mind who is easy to love. It could be a small child, a loving grandparent, your very best friend, just someone who is super easy to love. And we're not ranking people, we're just accepting whoever God brought to your mind in the moment. Let the feeling of love you have for this person fill your heart. Breathe that love in. Now, keeping your focus on this person, offer them these words of loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be filled with the life and breath of the Holy Spirit wherever you are. And as you offer this person loving kindness, try to notice what impact this has on your own heart. Now, continuing to breathe in a relaxed way, let a person come to mind who has really benefited and blessed your life. It could be a teacher, a mentor, a therapist, an author, even an historical figure like a saint. Someone who has made a positive impact on your life. Whoever comes to mind, just go with them. And keeping your focus on this person, offer them these words. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be filled with the life and breath of the Holy Spirit wherever you are. Feel the loving kindness that you share with this person. And next, bring to mind someone you don't know very well. Maybe you don't even know their name. Someone you see occasionally. Maybe at work or the store. It could be a server at the last restaurant you visited. Just someone who has no more than a passing influence in your life. Knowing that this person is gifted by God to be in this common life with us. And that they too can use the divine gift of loving kindness. So keeping your focus on this person, offer them these words. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be filled with the life and breath of the Holy Spirit wherever you are. And let this offering of loving kindness to an almost stranger be as genuine and heartfelt as possible, that they too might live their best life. Continuing to breathe in a relaxed way, we're going to bring to mind someone who's a little bit difficult. It doesn't have to be someone you hate or the most difficult person in your life, but someone who rubs you the wrong way, or maybe is rubbing you the wrong way just recently. It could be someone who said something that stung a little bit. It could even be a loved one, someone you love dearly, with whom you've had a recent conflict, even if the conflict is just inside yourself. Bring this difficult person to mind, remembering that they too want to be happy and whole, but that it's hard being a human, hard for them too. And the more peaceful and at ease this person is, the less likely they are to hurt others, including you. Visiting them with loving kindness is your divine superpower. And keeping this difficult person in mind, bring them these words as genuinely as you can. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be filled with the life and breath of the Holy Spirit wherever you are. And then finally, let's turn our attention and loving gaze inward. Inwardly, look down into your own wonderful heart where God's divinity lives. And remember that the true, deep you was created for love and happiness and peace. And so to yourself, offer these words. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be filled with the life and breath of the Holy Spirit wherever you are. Amen.